I'm here with Sharon Gertz of the Anne Arundel County Fair. Sharon, how long has the fair been in Anne Arundel County?
In Anne Arundel County for 59 years. This is our 59th Anne Arundel County Fair, starting in Sandy Point State Park and now here in Crownsville.
And what kind of things can people expect when they come to the fair?
Food, fun, family entertainment. This year we're so excited, we actually have camel rides for the first time. We are so excited about the camels. And we just have so much to offer the whole county. Everything from queens and princesses to tractor pulls, just a full entertainment for the children and for families. Whatever you want, it'll be here for you.
Well, there's the carnival type rides. There's also many displays of people who have submitted preserves and photos and quilts and all sorts of crafts. Is that a big part of the fair as well?
Oh, it's a huge part because it's Anne Arundel County showcasing whatever they have made and whatever they have done. And that's what this fair is built on, is the animals and the children who raise their animals, the people who make and build things and bring them in and display them. It's all about the county.
Now, when someone comes to the fair, they go in the gate, come up the hill. There's lots of vendors. There's places to buy all sorts of food, different displays from businesses and community groups. There's a whole building of commercial displays as well as a building of the crafts. But then you got to go down the hill. Don't forget to go down the hill and see those animals. What kind of animals do you have?
We have lots of animals. And your remark about coming up the hill and the food, what would a fair be without fair food? So come and enjoy the food also. But when you go down that hill, you'll see all kinds of animals. From the pig races that are hugely popular, and one was getting ready to start when I was supposed to meet you. And there was a huge crowd down there, to the sheep barn, pigs, poultry barn, cows, and a full sheep barn, and all of them either owned by and raised by people in Anne Arundel County or 4-H'ers that are actually selling them in the livestock auction.
And there is the tractor pulls. They're scheduled throughout the fair as well?
Correct. Tractor pulls, and there's antique tractors on display, as well as when they do their pull on Friday night. We are so proud of our antique working sawmill. We actually have an antique mill that's on the grounds that people place orders, and they actually cut the lumber out of, and they pick it up after the fair so that people can see how it was done before.
Did I see a chainsaw guy that could make things out of wood as well?
And is he awesome or what? Mr. Ben, our chainsaw guy, can make anything out of a piece of wood. I mean, the fish he just did while people were watching is just awesome. It looked just perfection. So, yes, he's quite talented.
What kind of entertainment do you have here at the fair?
Denise White does our entertainment, and she is awesome. She has everything from walk-around, clowns, face painting, and all the normal small things that children enjoy, to with the full production. We had a Rodney Atkins concert last night that really wasn't actually part of the fair, but it was a great kickoff to the fair. And we have now magicians and illusionists. We have contests that are fair and queen and princess, fair queen princess. And certainly we have lots of bands, entertainment, demonstrations, such as martial arts. We will be having canine demonstrations and just anything that you can think of that you would enjoy, I think will be here for you.
There's plenty to do here.
Absolutely. All over the grounds, there's plenty to do.
Is there one aspect of the county fair that people may not realize that you'd like them to know about?
There's a huge aspect, because the county fair is put together by a group of people that do not get paid, who do nothing but come here and work for free to bring the people of this county the best fair we can. They are dedicated volunteers that hang in here year after year. Many have been here longer than I have. And we just love to see this fairgrounds, this quiet fairgrounds, turn into a full-fledged fair for the people of this county. So I'm so thankful for our volunteers and the people that make that happen.
And our price is pretty reasonable to get in?
They are. So an adult is $6 this year. Kids are $4.
And parking is free.
And parking is always free here. The county fair does not have any alcohol during fair, and that is because it is a family fun environment, and we just didn't want to impede that by having alcohol at the time of the fair. So if you're looking to find out some additional information, you can certainly go to the webpage, which is www.aacountyfair.org, and you can certainly call. The fair number is 410-923-3400.
Well, Sharon, I want to thank you for being on the program, for letting us know about the fair, and for your work and all the other work of the volunteers here at the Anne Arundel County Fair.
Well, we thank you for being out here and helping to support us like this, because we do it for Anne Arundel County. This is your fair. I hope you come out and enjoy it.